the rise of violent extremism and extremist thinking has greatly affected the way in which governments approach human rights. And in particular, we've seen governments put pressure on civil society as a way to fend off extremist thinking. But from our point of view, it does the reverse, that repressive measures actually produce more extremist thinking. And this is the central challenge, the dilemma, if you will, that we face today in the human rights world.
Is the human rights agenda getting the support it needs? And if not, why not?
I think part of the reason is that civil society over many years has proven itself to be really quite a force to be reckoned with. And there is now a pushback against that, partly because of the violent extremism, but also because I think their power to move popular opinion has proven itself. So governments are trying to cope with that. So it is a very critical, delicate moment we're passing through at the moment.
What's it going to take to power through it successfully, and what would the end result be?
A continued support in defense of human rights. And this requires constant work. The moment we do not support the human rights agenda, we see it rolling back in many parts of the world. And so it requires constant speaking out and reaching out to governments and beyond that. One of the main challenges is that governments have yet to fully accept criticism from an outsider UN source. And it creates, of course, tensions back at home. But we think it is right to shed a light on these violations where they occur. And so it is a constant effort that is required to keep the momentum forward on the human rights agenda.
The refugee crisis, it's seen as a humanitarian issue, a refugee issue, of course. But is there also a human rights aspect to it?
Refugees have protections under the 1951 Convention. If you're not a refugee, it does not mean that you don't have human rights. You also have human rights. And this is what we want all governments to recognize. And all too often, the mistake is made that if you're not a refugee, that you can be denied access to counsel, access to individual remedy, and so forth. And that's what we have to assure ourselves doesn't happen. Also, you have the other effect, which is rising xenophobia we see, and in the context of what we see today in Europe, Islamophobia as well, incitement in many respects from various political leaders, or language which comes very close to incitement. And all of it, I think, is a concern for the human rights community.